Good morning, good morning. It is here from Time to Shine. So today we're going to continue and finalize our study in the book of Nahum, and we are in Nahum chapter 3. So I'm going to read it through because it looks like it's a whole lump sum chapter. There's hardly any, how would I say, distinction other than the destruction of the Assyrians and the judgment of God on them. So I'm going to read it through, and at the end we will discuss some points that I sing through. Okay, so here we go. Verse 1. Woe to the bloody city, completely full of lies and pillage. Her prey never departs. The noise of the weep, the noise of the rattling of the wheel, galloping horses and bounding chariots, horsemen charging, swords flashing, spears gleaming, many slain, a mass of corpse, and countless dead bodies. They stumble over the dead bodies, all because of the many harlotries of the harlot, the charming one, the mistress of sorceries, who sells nations by her harlotries, and families by her sorceries. Behold, I am against you, declares the Lord of hosts. I will lift up your skirts over your face, and show to the nation your nakedness, and to the kingdoms your disgrace. I will throw filth on you, and make you vile, and set you up as a spectacle. And it will come about that all who see you will shrink from you and say, Nineveh is devastated. Who will grieve for her? Where would I seek comforters for you? Are you better than Noam, which was situated by the waters of the Nile and waters surrounding her, whose ramp was the sea, whose wall consisted of the sea? Ethiopia was her mine, and Egypt too, without limits. Put and Lumim were among her helpers. Yet she became an exile. She went into captivity. Also, her small children were dashed into pieces at the head of every street. They cast lots for her honorable men, and all her great men were bound with fetters. You too will become drunk. You will be hidden. You too will search for a refuge from the enemy. All your fortifications are fig trees with ripe fruit. When shaken, they fall into the eater's mouth. Behold, your people are women in your midst. The gates of your land are open wide to your enemies. Fire consumes your gates' bars. Draw yourself water for your siege. Strengthen your fortifications. Go into clay and tread mortar. Take hold of the brick mold. Their fire will consume you. The sword will call you down. It will consume you as the locust does. Multiply yourself like the creeping locust. Multiply yourself like the swarming locust. You have increased your traitors more than the stars of heaven. The creeping locust strips and flies away. Your guardsmen are like swarming locusts. Your marshals are like hordes of grasshoppers, settling in the stone walls on a cold day. The sun rises and they flee, and the place where they are is not known. Your shepherds are sleeping, O king of Assyria. Your nobles are lying down. Your people are scattered on the mountains, and there's no one to gather them. There's no relief for your breakdown. Your wounds is incurable. All who hear about you will clap their hands over you. For whom has not your evil passed continually? Okay, so we see here the destruction of The Assyrians, they thought they had it all together. They thought that they were indestructible. And so the Lord brought destructions on them. He scattered the people to the mountains. He made them know that they are the same as the land that they destroyed in near the Nile River. Their honorable men or their great men were bound with fetters, and so there's no refuge for them. And it says in verse 12, all your fortifications are fig trees. So they had nowhere to hide. They had nowhere to find refuge. So the Lord brought destruction to them. And we are to be thankful that if we go through a hard time done by another person, just know that no sin goes unpunished. Just know that God is the one that would take revenge or avenge for you. There's nothing that God doesn't see. So if an enemy or someone is making fun of you, telling lies about you, deceiving other people and telling harsh things about you, all those things, God sees them. And just as he brought destruction to the Assyrians, God will bring destruction to that person, but maybe not a complete destruction, but mainly just a point in themselves where they will see that they need God and change their style, the way of living. So just pray for the enemies, your enemies. Just pray that God will open their eyes to see the harm that they're doing, to see that no sin goes unpunished, to see that God is a faithful God to his children. And just as God was faithful to the Israelites here and brought destruction against their enemies at this time, he will bring judgment to the people who are casting lots on us and telling lies. For God loves his children, and he will defend them no matter what. So I'm going to read, let's see what we have here. A psalm. So we have Psalm 73, verses 17, 18 through 19. It says, until I came into the sanctuary of God, then I perceived their end. Surely set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. How they are destroyed in a moment. They are utterly swept away by sudden terrors. So God, when you go into the sanctuary and perceive their end, so you might see the end to the people who are making fun of you. And in verse 18, it says, surely you will set them in slippery places. So God will set them into the slippery places. And cast, it says in verse 18 again, you cast them down to destruction. So yes, as you can see, God will bring destruction to the people who are consuming, or not consuming, creating harm, creating gossip, creating evil things about you, who are plotting evil things against his nation, Israel. As we know in the news, Israel was recently attacked by an enemy, and so God saw that, and he will fight for his people. He knows what needs to be done. He knows how to retaliate that. He will guide his children in the right direction. And so it's the same way with us today. So when someone at work, someone anywhere, maybe even at church, somebody might be talking bad about you or gossiping about you. Know that God will sees that and he will not let it go unpunished. So I'm gonna leave it there for today. So we finished Nahum, the book of Nahum. Now we're gonna go into the book of Habakkuk. And so we will continue that tomorrow and see what the Lord can teach us from that new book. Stay encouraged and stay uplifted. And also read again Nahum chapter 3 to see what the Lord instructs you, teaches you, and counsels you with. Stay encouraged again. Have a wonderful Tuesday. Bye-bye.